Almost 75% of all jobs in Colorado next year will require an education past high school. Right now, just 56% of adults have some form of a certificate or college degree. The Colorado Department of Higher Education wants that to be 66% by the year 2025. But is that possible? Angie Piccioni is the executive director of the department.
Maybe that's a little ambitious, but I'd rather reach for the stars than settle for less.
Colorado ranks near the bottom quarter of states for K-12 per pupil funding. And over the past decade, state funding for higher education has decreased by almost 10%, and students pay over $4,000 more to go to public colleges and universities. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel reports on various programs that are filling in these funding and support gaps to help the Department of Higher Education achieve its goal.
Do you remember when your guidance counselor asked this question? What do you want to do when you get out of high school? Maybe you do, and maybe you don't. But it's on the mind of Echo Gardner-Huff.
Teach sign language to people who are deaf, hard to hearing, yes.
The Sebesky Academy freshman is in the school library, checking off boxes on a survey.
Teach high school classes? No.
She's going over a list of different jobs with her counselor, Dina Klantzer.
This should give you a list of careers, and what we can start to do once you get that list is explore a little bit more about what do those mean.
The K-12 school in Wheat Ridge is small and serves students with social and emotional disabilities, like autism or severe anxiety. Klantzer is the only full-time counselor at the Jefferson County School. When it comes to life and a career after high school, she says all the options are on the table.
Part of my role is, if that's something that they do see as a possibility, is creating that potential for them and maybe opening a door where they didn't see a door before.
Your school counselor, the way I would think about it, is kind of your utility player.
Carlos Hipolito Delgado is an associate professor of counselor education at the University of Colorado Denver. He says counselors are responsible for the academic, social, and career plans of students.
So that they've got better social skills, that they are able to excel academically, and that they're able to have multiple options and multiple pathways going into post-high school life.
But there aren't enough of them in Colorado. A decade ago, there was one for every 500 students. That's double the number the American School Counselor Association recommends. The state's low per-pupil funding, which is almost $3,000 less than the national average, is partly to blame. Districts just don't have the money to hire them.
Colorado has local control with the way their dollars are spent.
Andy Tucker is director of post-secondary and workforce readiness for the Department of Education.
And so it's a matter of prioritization around where school districts feel that they need to prioritize their dollars.
And because of that, the School Counselor Corps grant was created. Approved by the state legislature in 2008 and funded a year later, schools received the grant based on factors, including their graduation and dropout rates. Over the past decade, 57% of districts have hired counselors, and the vast majority have been able to keep them on after the grant ended. So far, there have been more than 300 grant counselors, like Sonia Salek.
We're going to go over some important dates that I want you guys to remember and know for the end of the year.
Salek is now the grant manager at the Jefferson County School District, which has 10 grant counselors. She meets with them every other week.
I think that's been one of the greatest assets of the grant and having multiple cohorts is that we have a group that really gets to work together and collaborate and problem solve together.
At today's meeting, each counselor is giving an overview of their work, including Dina Klantzer.
I have some kids doing internal internships at the school this year. They weren't quite ready.
Klantzer has been a counselor for a decade, but was hired through the grant to work at Sebesky Academy 2 years ago. She says being a part of a cohort is invaluable.
You get views of what's happening at different schools, and so you get great ideas because everybody's working with a different population of students. So yeah, it's a great support network.
These are kind of the next steps after high school. You got college, of course.
One of the ideas that Klantzer is implementing at Sebesky Academy is having seniors share their higher education plans with other students.
College is a possibility, but so are all these other careers that are in dire need if you want to stay in Colorado.
You got trade work. What I'm into right now, that's like being a plumber, electrician.
Garrett DeShano is giving his presentation in the gym.
Basically, when you first start, you're called an apprentice.
He planned on attending a four-year college, but decided technical school was a better fit. He's also enrolled at Warren Tech studying plumbing. And for Sebesky freshmen Echo Gardner-Huff, well, she still doesn't know what she wants to do after high school, but she's got 3 years to figure it out.
Paint sets for plays? No. Write scripts for movies and television shows? Yes.
Tomorrow, we visit a program in Longmont that's working to erase equity gaps in higher education. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC Wheat Ridge.
Our series, Hire Me, Educating Colorado's Changing Workforce, was produced with support from the Education Writers Association Reporting Fellowship Program.